As the world population grows, so does the need for water. The World Watch Institute says increased demands for food, energy, and industry, along with climate change, could lead to water scarcity in some places. The warning comes on World Water Day, March 22nd. World Watch says billions of people are already facing some kind of water scarcity or shortage. Spokesperson Supriya Kumar says it's only expected to get worse as the population increases.
Over 1.2 billion are basically living in areas of physical water scarcity, and almost 1.6 billion face economic water shortage. And these are really extreme numbers, and as our population continues to grow, there's just going to be more problems, and we're going to really have to face drastic measures in order to make sure that people have access to water.
Kumar says there are several types of water scarcity. The first is called physical.
Physical water scarcity really just means that there's not enough actual water to meet all demands. Water is not distributed evenly. You know, areas in the Middle East, in northern China, in northwestern India, very arid regions where there's just not enough water. And so there's just not physical availability.
And then there's economic water scarcity.
Physical water scarcity really just means that there's not enough actual water to meet all demands. Water is not distributed evenly. You know, areas in the Middle East, in northern China, in northwestern India, very arid regions where there's just not enough water. And so there's just not physical availability.
Kumar says action to relieve these problems can be taken on the local, national, and regional levels.
In terms of the local level, we could put more investment into water harvesting, into better methods of reusing water that's wasted, treating it to be reused for agriculture or for other industries.
On the national level, the World Watch Institute recommends that governments develop better water policies, which could include fewer or revised agricultural subsidies.
For example, in India, a lot of farmers have subsidies that provide them with the use of electricity for 24 hours without any fees. And so that leads them to pump water constantly, which is really depleting the groundwater.
World Watch says globally, 70% of what's called water withdrawals is for agriculture, 19% for industry, and 11% for municipal demands. Some of the countries with very high withdrawals include India, China, and the United States. Many water sources are not confined within a particular country's borders. Rivers and lakes are often used by several nations, and therefore regional agreements would be needed on water use. Climate change, with its rising global temperatures, has a direct effect on water scarcity, says Kumar, especially when it comes to rainfall.
The changes in the rainfall patterns seriously affect some of the sectors, especially agriculture. For example, in India, a lot of farmers are unable to prepare for what crops they're going to grow because they're just not sure if the amount of rainfall they're going to receive and when they're going to receive that rainfall. And that's a large effect that climate change is having.
Kumar says uncertainty about rainfall can directly affect food security. What's more, the World Watch Institute expects that in the Mediterranean basin and the semi-arid areas of the Americas, Australia, and southern Africa, there will be reductions in river runoff. It also expects aquifers, underground water-saturated rock, to take much longer to recharge. In Asia, large areas of irrigated land could be adversely affected by changes in water runoff patterns. Also, highly populated delta regions could be affected by reduced freshwater runoff, rising sea levels, and greater salinity. The World Watch Institute's concerns about water scarcity can be found in its online Vital Signs reports. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.